This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney will hold delegation-level talks at Hyderabad House in New Delhi today. Both leaders will review the progress achieved till date across diverse areas of the India-Canada strategic partnership. They will also take stock of ongoing cooperation in key pillars including trade and investment, energy, critical minerals, agriculture, education, research and innovation, and people-to-people ties. The two leaders will exchange views on regional and global developments. Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Carney will also attend the India-Canada CEOs Forum this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security, CCS, to review the evolving situation in West Asia yesterday evening. The committee was briefed on the airstrikes in Iran on 28th of last month and the subsequent escalation, including attacks in several Gulf countries. It expressed serious concern over the safety and security of the large Indian expatriate community in the region. The CCS also reviewed the difficulties faced by Indian travellers transiting the region and students appearing for scheduled examinations, as well as the broader implications for regional security and economic and commercial activities. The CCS directed all concerned departments to take necessary and feasible measures to assist Indian nationals affected by the developments. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss the ongoing situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he conveyed India's concerns over the recent developments and emphasized the safety of civilians as a priority. Mr. Modi also spoke with President of the UAE, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. The Prime Minister strongly condemned the attacks on the UAE and condoled the loss of lives in these attacks. The Prime Minister said India stands in solidarity with the UAE in these difficult times. The Indian equity markets opened the week sharply lower, more than 1% down today, tracking a broad risk of sentiment across global markets due to the US, Israel and Iran war. Sensex lost 891 points to reach 80,395 and Nifty eased 268 points at 24,909 in the early trade today. Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, has issued an advisory asking foreign nationals in India who have been affected by the ongoing security situation in West Asia to approach the nearest foreigners regional registration office for assistance with visa extensions or regularization of stay. India has also issued separate travel and safety advisories for its citizens in the region. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has spoken with his counterparts in Saudi Arabia and Kuwait, expressing India's concerns over regional stability and discussing the evolving situation. The UAE has announced the closure of its embassy in Tehran and the withdrawal of its ambassador and all members of its diplomatic mission from Iran. U.S. military has said that 3 U.S. service members have been killed while 5 were seriously wounded during the U.S. operations against Iran. In a social media post, the U.S. Central Command said that as part of Operation Epic Fury, several others sustained minor shrapnel injuries and concussions and are in the process of being returned to duty. Afghanistan's Defense Ministry today announced that its Air Force has conducted what it described as precise and coordinated aerial operations against multiple Pakistani military installations. In a statement on social media, it said the strikes were aimed at major Pakistani military facilities, including Noor Khan Air Base in Rawalpindi, 12th Division Headquarters in Quetta and Quasi Camp in Monmouth Agency of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. Global oil prices have jumped after the US and Israel launched attacks on Iran over the weekend. And in cricket, India stormed into the semi-final of ICC Men's T20 World Cup, beating West Indies by 5 wickets in a must-win Super 8 clash at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.